What are you afraid of? When I ask that, I'm asking, what are you afraid of that immobilizes you? What is stealing your joy and destroying your hopes? What is robbing you of sleep night after night? What keeps you from living by faith and taking risks? What keeps you from giving your life wholly to a loving God who wants nothing but the best for you? If God is good and loving, and He is, and if God is all-powerful, and He is, and if God has a purpose and a plan that includes all of His children, and He does, and if we are His children, then there is no reason to fear anything, for God is in control of everything. Let me give you an example of some who feared others for no reason at all. In the book of Numbers, chapter 33, we find the story of the 12 spies that had returned from the land of Canaan. They had seen everything that the land had to offer, all of its luscious fruits. They even saw the people that lived there. And when they returned, all 12 of the spies declared to the people that this was a good land. And Caleb and Joshua said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." In verse 31, the Bible tells us, "But the men that went up with him said, 'We're not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are.' The other 10 said, 'We saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers.'" Can you imagine that? When they saw the problem that was before them, they began to see themselves as insignificant, even as grasshoppers. So let me ask you again, what are you scared of? What are you afraid of? What causes fear? What giants are you facing? What problems are in your life that makes you feel inadequate to deal with them? What is it that keeps you awake at night? What is it that's causing you anxiety? What is it that is causing you not to fulfill God's purpose in your life? What is that thing that so easily besets you? So I would ask you, what is it that causes you to look upon yourself as nothing, as insignificant, as a weakling? I believe in most cases, it's the same thing that stopped Israel from going over and possessing the land which God had promised them. The other 10 men who went with Caleb and Joshua was afraid. They had that fear of failure, and it was that fear of failure that prevented them from going over and possessing what God had promised them. It wasn't the giants that stopped them. The giants was equally afraid of them. It was their fear that stopped them, their fear of failure. They feared that if we go up against those big people, we'll fail. If we go up and try to possess the land from them, they'll stop us. We will fail. Not only will we fail, they will no doubt destroy us. So it was out of fear of failure they wandered in the desert 40 years. So I would ask you again, what are you scared of? What is it that you're afraid to tackle for God because you feel you're going to fail? Fear of failure is a harsh taskmaster. It leads to a life of restraint and retreat. Those who fear failure or paralyzed by the R word, risk. Have you known people like that? I have. Gifted people who might have done great things in life, but wouldn't and couldn't because they were protecting themselves from failure and disappointment. We see this consistently throughout the Bible in the lives of some of those that God called. Examples are Moses, Gideon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. With these men, it was first the God encounter. This encounter occurred not in some sacred place, but within the normal routines of life. Moses is tending sheep. Gideon is threshing wheat. And while they're at their daily tasks, God shows up, bringing a call and a challenge. This calling and this challenge is usually followed by objections from the person called, many of them out of the fear of failure. Moses responded to his call by saying, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" Even after God assured Moses of success, Moses continued to object. "I'm not eloquent. I'm slow of speech, slow of tongue." But God continued to encourage him and assure him that he would be with him. When God called Gideon to fight against the Midianites, his initial response was similar. "Oh my God," he says, "wherewith shall I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." When God called Jeremiah to speak words of prophecy to his people, Jeremiah's objections followed the same pattern. He says, "Oh, Lord God, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." The fear of failure is not a modern phenomenon. It is a timeless human fear. Some of God's choicest servants throughout the ages displayed this fear in spite of God's promises of success. Nowhere in the Bible is God's concern for a fearful servant more evident than in Joshua. I'm going to stop the lesson right here, but I'll be back tomorrow, beginning with the story of Joshua.